Good morning. It's Monday, December 18th, and that means two things. You ever wonder how many lumens a reindeer nose could actually put out? Is it a fog lamp equivalent? Anyway, it's time for the lighting industry news brief brought to you by Keystone Tech and their area lights with optic swap. Now, Keystone puts everything you need in the box, so this thing has a photo cell, it has its mounting options, it has a switch that lets you set and select power output, it has a switch for color temperature, and it has three different lenses, so you can decide what looks best on the site with just a flip, just a couple toggles that you flip open, slide it in, flip it closed, and you're on your way, and hey, you've got those backups for later if you change your mind, if something breaks, if someone new moves into this space and wants something else. But it's KeystoneTech.com. Area lights made easy into the news. The AAILA will be seeking nominations for their board of directors. You too could be one if you apply by the 15th of January. AMS Osram has a new factory getting ready to spin up in Malaysia. Should be ready to go soon. Sales are down at current. Q4 has yet to actually reach the up from previous quarters, has yet to reach the combined revenue of GE Current and Hubble Lighting. So that's an issue. The IES Illuminations Awards is seeking submissions. You have until the 4th. LED Lighting LLC has bought Spec Grade LED. That means they have a new location in Ohio. NS Electric Supply in Long Island has bought a new location. This is a 7,000-foot retail showroom. The Chinese economy is predicted to slow in 2024, while a House panel is pushing for new tariffs on Chinese goods. It's actually a lot closer to the old tariffs from a couple years ago, but we'll see if that turns up anything. Syracuse COE has funded laser lighting devs. This is a $10,000 grant for N3 Innovations for making stadium lighting made of lasers. The IES has announced their section service awards. Each individual IES section has recognized as many as 6 outstanding members. Good for them. Light Efficient Design has opened a new training center in Cary, Illinois. We have a chart of the effects of the IRA and the IIJA in lighting, understanding what happened with all that federal spending and what's going to happen in the future. Leviton has announced a new product declaration for full life cycle on their copper components. This is based on extended product declaration. They've also embraced a new anti-dumping recommendation from the EU, so that'll change their pricing for optical fibers. NEMA is optimistic about the industry. Their business confidence index is on the rise for this month. WePro Consumer Care and Lighting, an Indian company that makes heavy industrial equipment, lighting, and also skincare products, has bought 3 new skincare brands, all from India. The ALA is Women in Lighting Mentorship Program is seeking new mentees for 2024. You have until the 14th to apply. The SLL Young Light Award winner has been named. Teresa Carrasco has created a circadian lighting assessment app. In rep agency updates, Illuminations Inc. will rep PMC in New York and New Jersey, and LightSpec LLC has added 11 new product lines to their cart. In legal news, Amazon is seeking a dismissal in the antitrust case that is before the FTC. Or it's filed by the FTC in 17 other states. We'll see how that goes. The Bacon College of Muskogee cannot sell their building until their contractors get paid. There is an unresolved lawsuit related to $1 million in billing. In events and and webinars, you have a lot of things you can register for, including Legication in March. You can be a speaker at IES Street and Area. That's submissions are open on that until the 8th. Lightovation has put out their entire schedule, so you can peruse before you go. The IES LA is open for registration. That's February 22nd. Now ready for guests. The IES and DOE have announced a research symposium in May in Portland. We have early bird registration open for Lightapalooza at the 26th and 28th of February in Phoenix. We have January 14th will be an Illumination Challenge at the IES Tampa Bay section. And Noctalgia is a extended party from about now until March, run by Northumberland's National Park Star Sky Status. This is part of their 10th anniversary. In IoT news, LPS Digital has named their award winners for Papers, Products, and People. Savant has bought J. Geiger Shading. This is a smart window covering company. Skykes has renewed their GE licensing deal, 77 patents shared over the past for the next 5 years. Deco has reported a record quarter with 55% gross revenue gains. They've also hired a new CFO and CRO to celebrate. In R&D, Glamox dropped a luminaire from 1,600 feet. It was for a durability test, but it was rad. Korean researchers have developed a new human-centric LED. It's based on a 480-nanometer lamp that is on a timer to balance your melatonin. Fleming College is building a new fish hatchery, which includes testing platform for different lighting. Iowa State is improving chicken behaviors with lasers. Exercising your broiler birds is a lot like bothering a house cat, apparently. In darkness-related news, Bulbjerg Toldstring Lild Strand in Denmark is now their second dark sky-recognized space. Excessive daytime sleepiness is correlated with cardiovascular risks. UK businesses are beginning to reevaluate their responsibility for their night shift workers. UCM Maps has published a map on... Sorry. The UCM has mapped a Spanish light pollution with new satellite data. Modeling and Measuring Light Pollution in 2022 is a new paper released. We can pay for the harm of... Who will pay for the harm of low Earth orbit debris? And Noctalgia, a different app with a similar name, has made it to a congressional app challenge. Wasatch County citizens are seeking a public referendum on the LDS temple zoning. We have an online petition for light pollution abatement in Idaho Falls, Idaho. Sanibel, Florida is offering guidance on dark sky on a new dark sky lighting code. TVM in India has begun to uplight their trees in the city, and that's creating a little buzz with conservationists for the usual reasons related to bird health. And Pilbara, Australia is dealing with dazzled sea turtles. Hopefully that changes. In sports news, Philadelphia Union, an MLS team, has partnered with Brainlit for human-centric lighting on their home field. And Lambeau Field in Green Bay has redone every lamp and fixture in the arena. Read more about that. In recommended reading, all this on nailed.org and more, we have the trends for 2024, defining general diffuse lighting, toning down festive lighting for wildlife, energy infrastructure building programs, 2023 recap, the understanding of distributed low voltage power combines efficient lighting with intelligent controls, design solar street lighting systems, identifying damage or rusted lamp posts. We have the role of lighting in pedestrian injuries. Energy efficiency should be made in the USA. A comparison of home smart bulbs. We have smart cities connecting on dark skies. We have light fixtures for home resale value. And a satire site on how you can still be reminded of your cosmic insignificance with light pollution making it impossible to see the stars. Santa Rosa has hosted a short immersive theater experience about light pollution. Acuity's failed phosphors have been spotted in a Maryland grocery store parking lot. Ditto across the city of St. Paul, Minnesota. Joplin, Illinois is changing their neon sign rules. Applied UV has added 222-nanometer lamps at Silver Cross Hospital in Illinois. EMC has named Ameren, Missouri and Appalachian Power as their top efficiency partners. We have a new street lighting coming in Manatee County, Florida. L.A. in California is still struggling with copper thefts. Quesnel, B.C. may not bother relamping a vandalized footbridge. Louisiana is delaying a vote on efficiency rules. Ohio has new grants for communities in need. Maryland is launching new grants for energy. Delaware is offering grants for smaller commercial buildings. Madison, Wisconsin will be spending $6 million on street improvements. Jonesboro, Arkansas has got $5 million for LED street lighting. Helena, Montana is relighting a historic aviation beacon. And Austin, Texas has In Austin, Texas, Lighting Incorporated has donated electrical services to families in need. In international news, Signify is expanding their green switch program into the Mideast, and Irish Highways are reducing lighting to save energy this winter. In people news, everyone's moving around because Jen Eastman is now the president of iMark Canada. Signify is planning on extending their CEO's tenure by 4 years, while also eliminating the role of CCO, accepting the resignation of their CFO. One supervisory board member has resigned, and three other board positions are under consideration for extension or new people. Magnitude has hired Bob O'Reilly as their product manager. Lexi Moore has joined Shattershield as their marketing comms manager. Joseph Williams has left PNNL. We have two new VPs at Viking Electric. We have Patrick Hall leaving Cooper for OT. Neil Diggert has joined Kingspan Light and Air as their VP of Innovation and Market Development. Lodes has hired Rick Leeds as their VP of Sales. Laura Begazzoli has been named General Manager of Leadvance Canada. And the Women in Lighting Design have announced their new board for 2024. And things you can make: a homemade laser, a Bluetooth sensor as a proxy for occupancy sensors, LED geometric art things, printed circuit board earrings, 3D printed stringing as a lighting lens, and you can mod a Timu LED light bulb. And in the debunking zone, the Eiffel Tower was not lit pink for Nicki Minaj's new album. It was for breast cancer awareness in October. Anyway, I've been Scott Wachter. Thank you to our sponsors. Thank you for listening. Enjoy your week. Enjoy the music. Have a good one.
Where have you been? Been searching all along. Came facing twilight on and on. Without a clue. Without a sign. Without a grasping yet. The real question to be. Where have I been? I'm a shapeshifter at pose masquerade, hiding both face and mind, all free for you to draw. I'm a shapeshifter. What else should I be? Please don't take off my mask. Thank you. inside.